The Old Man and the New Man. The Old Man and the New Man are terms used exclusively in the writings of the Apostle Paul. Simply put, the Old Man was your old life, or old nature, that was full of evil desires and deeds. Your New Man is your new life, that is God-like, created after God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and is righteous and truly holy. Various translations translate the Old Man as our old self, New American Standard Version, our old sinful selves, New Living Translation, our old life, New Century Version, the persons we used to be, Contemporary English Version, our old way of life, The Message, our old being, Good News Translation, your old evil desires, Living Bible, our old unrenewed self, Amplified Bible, and our old personality, New World Translation. God's Word tells us that at the cross, God put a death blow to the part of you that used to love to sin. That redemptive act of Jesus put an end to sin's reign in our mortal bodies, freeing us from sin's slavery. Romans 6:6, 11-13, 17-18, and verse 22. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20, New Living Translation. The new man is translated by these various terms: the new self, New American Standard Version, your new nature, New Living Translation, a new person, New Century Version, a God-fashioned life, The Message, a new and different person, Living Bible, living a new life, New International Reader's Version, the new personality, New World Translation, and the regenerate self, Amplified Bible. The old man is a personification of all that is evil. The new man is a personification of all that is righteous and truly holy, Ephesians 4:24. The basis for godly living is sound doctrine, the Holy Spirit, the new man, the words of Jesus, and the teaching of the 12 apostles who were taught directly by Christ. This information constitutes what the Apostle Paul calls the putting on of the new man, created in righteousness and true holiness, Acts 2:41-42. The basis for unsound doctrine is the teaching of false teachers. Its teaching is derived from twisting of the scriptures and changing that which was intended by the original apostles. This false teaching allows what Paul calls the old man to thrive among the Christian community. The teaching concerning putting on the new man and putting to death the old man is found primarily in the teaching of the Apostle Paul. It is the basis for godly living in a believer's life, and its foundation rests in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Spirit of holiness that is given to the believer, Romans 8:12-14. The Apostle Peter tells us that the Apostle Paul writes some things in his letters to the church that are hard to understand. Some of his comments are hard to understand, and those who are ignorant and unstable have twisted his letters to mean something quite different, just as they do with other parts of Scripture. And this will result in their destruction, 2 Peter 3:16, New Living Translation. The point I'm trying to bring out is that people twist the real meaning of Scripture to something that it does not mean. Changing the meaning of Scripture always leads to disaster and spiritual ruin. Examples of distorting the Scripture are, let's go on sinning so that God's grace may increase, Romans 6:1. Let us do evil that good may result, Romans 3:8. Claiming that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred, 2 Timothy 2:18. Grace allows us to live immoral lives, Jude 1:4, etc. All of these are distortions of Scripture that in some form promotes the works and deeds of the old man, the flesh. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy, Ephesians 4:21-24, New Living Translation. Notice this is saying we must put off our old man and we must put on our new man. So put off, throw off, give up your old way of life with its characteristics and manifestations of sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these, Galatians 5, 19 through 21, New Living Translation, and put on the new man with the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22. The new man is a way of thinking and acting that reflects God's own person. It is the fruit of God's Spirit. A person puts on the new man by allowing the Holy Spirit to influence their thoughts, feelings, and actions. Romans 8:13 through 14. I am reminded of the story of the evil king of Israel, Ahab, and his evil wife Jezebel. No one else was so completely sold out to the devil as Ahab, for his wife Jezebel encouraged him to do every sort of evil. He was especially guilty because he worshipped idols, just as the Amorites did, the people whom the Lord had chased out of the land to make room for the people of Israel. When Ahab heard these prophecies, he tore his clothing, put on rags, fasted, slept in sackcloth, and went about in deep humility. Then another message came to Elijah. Do you see how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has done this, I will not do what I promised during his lifetime. It will happen to his sons. I will destroy his descendants. 1 Kings 21:25 through 29, Living Bible. Oh, that we might follow the example of Ahab, the evil king, to humble ourselves, to turn away from the old man and its evil deeds, and walk softly and tenderly before the Lord each day. Why should sin be our ruin?